This is JIS News. Coming up, ODPEM closely monitoring Tropical Storm Chantal. Hundreds of houses handed over under the government's Food for the Poor housing project, and teachers urged to counteract the antisocial behaviors promoted in local media. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Come Monday, June 24, Petrojam Limited will begin to supply ultra-low sulfur diesel ULSD to the market. A red dye will be added to the regular diesel come June 17 to differentiate it from the ULSD. Ultra-low sulfur diesel will come with a light yellow color. Petrojam, serving Jamaica's energy needs.
Now the news. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is closely monitoring Tropical Storm Chantal. Chantal is the third named storm of the 2013 Atlantic hurricane season, which runs from June 1 to November 30. Tropical storm warnings are now in effect for several Eastern Caribbean islands. On its current track, Tropical Storm Chantal is expected to pass northeast of Jamaica by as early as Wednesday.
There's a possibility that it could affect Jamaica. The track is not direct. It might stay on the present track or it might not. If it moves further south, it might affect Jamaica. So we are just saying, be on the ready, be prepared. We should always have supplies in-house and ensure that the non-perishables there are in stock.
Acting Director General of ODPEM, Richard Thompson, speaking in an interview with JIS News. Some 650 housing units have been handed over to date under the Government of Jamaica Food for the Poor housing project. This includes 406 units handed over to persons affected by Hurricane Sandy in the parishes of St. Mary, St. Thomas, and Portland. Team leader at the Community Development Unit of the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, Lorenzo Sanford, says the program will continue to benefit the neediest persons in Jamaica.
We have continued on the regular program, construct the regular wooden houses across the constituency. And to date, as of the end of May, we're about at 650 units in total. That's between the Sandy and the regular units. We know that there are persons over here that are really in need, and the program will continue to be rolled out according to established standard by Food for the Poor and the original contract that's established.
The project got started in September 2012 as part of a joint venture agreement between the government and Food for the Poor. Over $296 million has been spent on the project, with an estimated 2,600 persons receiving employment. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging teachers to help counteract the antisocial behaviors promoted in the music of some local entertainers. Minister Thwaites says the lyrics of many of the songs sow seeds of violence and antisocial behavior among the youth, which often spill over into the school system.
Your presence and the awards that are presented to you are the antidote for all of the negative aspects of culture. And it is time that we understand that a considerable onslaught must be made to encourage positivism and positive values in our education system.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the Jamaica Teachers Association Golden Torch Awards recently. The education minister has also called upon local entertainers to produce songs which reinforce positive values and behavior among the nation's youth. And the Montego Bay Civic Center in the historic Sam Sharp Square is being fenced at a cost of $17 million. The move forms part of an overall long-term plan to rehabilitate and maintain the facility. The project is being funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and is expected to last for the next 8 weeks. Executive Director of the TEF, Clyde Harrison, says his organization has plans to undertake further work at the center. Mr. Harrison says the vision is to establish an art center, a bistro, and a logo shop, as well as a museum in association with the Institute of Jamaica. The Montego Bay Civic Center is operated by the St. James Parish Council and was built on the site of the original Montego Bay Courthouse, which was destroyed by fire in 1968. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.